It's time to join the American Family Robinson again in Birch Falls, where Luke manages the general emporium for Aunt Agatha while combating considerable backseat direction from Windy Bill, Cousin Monty, and from Aunt Agatha herself. Another and new hurdle which Luke is facing is Myra's sudden decision to follow a radio career, upon which she has embarked with marked success. Luke, however, finds his home, meals, and business subordinated to Myra's pursuit of airwave fame. Driven to the wall, he determines to take his vacation at the barren shack in the woods, Camp Kilcare. Myra knows nothing of this decision. We find her this afternoon in the kitchen of the Robinson home with Emmy Lou. Let's listen.
These berries are so sweet they hardly need any sugar at all. Just enough to glaze them for the pie.
Wilbur has right good luck with the strawberries. Now, where's that new pie tin of mine? I had it right in this closet.
Oh, I haven't any idea. Oh, but never mind. I'll use another one. The old plates are better seasoned anyway.
Oh, well, this pan'll do all right, but I'd like to know where that new one went. It's just the right size. I wonder if Wilbur... Just as I thought. One of those half-wits, either Wilbur or Luke, has been feeding the dog out of that new pan. Oh, I've never seen such stupidity. Oh, my...
Don't bother to fetch it, Emmy Lou. This one's all right.
Thoughtless human beings on the face of the earth. I wish they was here. Wasteful, letting this brand new pan get all rusted up. I'll give them a piece of my mind.
Well, it isn't important, Emmy Lou. What's one pan more or less in these days? As a matter of fact, what's the use of this pie I'm baking? I might as well throw it away for all the good it's doing.
Throw away the pie? Well, I guess not. What's the matter with you, Myra? What, sounds kind of peculiar to...
Oh, it's so dreadful. All those children starving and homeless on the other side of the world, and here we are just going along about everyday things. Destruction and misery for millions. What does it matter about our supper tonight?
Matter? Well, you just try keeping our men folks without supper tonight and see if it matters or not. Just try it. Here, pass me the chopping bowl, will you? Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Well, I guess Luke would think it mattered considerably. Oh, perhaps I'm too sensitive.
No, not too sensitive. Would you mind passing me the celery seed for this salad? Mm-hmm. Myra, right there on the shelf to your left. Thanks. But I would say you're a mite impractical. Meals is always important, come wind and high water.
And I suppose it's up to us women to keep our homes going along as steadily as possible, at least over here where we can.
Well, I always found that sticking to schedule around a house is pretty sure to leave out time for flying off the handle. No time for hysterics.
It's true. Emmy, there's never been a time when we've needed the security of normal home life more than we do right now. And it's the women of this country who are responsible for that.
Yep. It's an old saw, but it's true. The men can get out and do things, but the women have got to keep the house going.
Of course, we can't forget what's happening in the world today, but for that very reason, we ought to guard even more carefully all the things we love and revere over here. The ideals, the standards of life which we want for ourselves and our families.
I kind of think them ideas are just as much realities as men and guns and ships, and we need them just as much.
And if we preserve those ideals of American home life for our families, we won't need to be afraid of another post-war lost generation when the world settles down again.
And you better settle down to business again about that pie crust. Oh.
Now, what on earth is Luke doing home so early? I wonder if anything's the matter.
Well, you go and pacify him, and for goodness sake, don't let him out in his kitchen. His fumbling around makes me nervous. Now, go on, I'll finish this pie.
I hate to leave you right in the middle.
Oh, go on, go ahead and stop worrying. Hurry up before he gets out here.
All right. I'm coming, Luke. Just a minute.
So I can't even have my afternoon's peace without the men folks poking their nose into my kitchen.
Well, now, Luke, what on earth?
Oh, Myra, for the love of Mike, where in the world have you been?
Oh, I've been in the kitchen.
Oh, well, I must say that's the last place I expect to find you.
And why, pray? Oh, Luke, is anything wrong?
Oh, no, I just, now, listen, why don't you sit down right over here on the couch,
Very well. Well, aren't you going to sit down, too? Oh, do stop pacing up and down like a hungry tiger.
Oh, I'm not pacing up and down. I'm just a little restless. Tired, I guess. Nerves all shot. Business, you know. Not enough rest at home.
You look perfectly well.
Well, doesn't mean a thing. I'm simply exhausted. My sleep doesn't rest me. I need to get away from this hurry.
As a matter of fact, you're the only one in this household who never hurries. Huh? While as for me, with the demands of my radio program, I never have a moment for myself.
Well, little as you realize it, Myra, the strain of making a livelihood for this family falls on me. And it's very severe. I need a rest. And, well, I have taken steps to secure one, in spite of all opposition.
Opposition? Yep. To what, may I ask? And what steps?
I am going to take a vacation, get some peace and quiet away from the store. I've decided that nothing you can say will stop me, Myra.
Stop you? Well, I wouldn't think of it. I think it's a splendid idea.
You mean you don't mind if I go away?
Of course not. The sooner the better.
Well,
just when are you planning to leave?
The Baron and I were planning to start today, but of course, if you object...
No, indeed. Why, I wouldn't stop you for anything in the world. But would you mind telling me where you and the Baron are going?
Why, up to his camp. Camp Kilcare, spelled with a K.
Never heard of the place.
Yeah, well, he just bought it. Oh, it's a wonderful spot, Myra. Right on a lake and...
Does Aunt Agatha know about this trip?
Oh, of course. Why, she even loaned us the old Emporium delivery truck for the camp equipment.
Hmm?
Yeah. I know it isn't very fancy and it hasn't been used for a couple of years, but still, it's transportation.
Oh, Luke, don't tell me you're going to ride around the country in that dilapidated old truck.
Oh, yeah.
With the store sign on it and all. Oh, some of our friends might see you.
Oh, well, the point is the truck will hold the camp stuff, and it'll run, which is all that matters to me.
Well, dear, I'm delighted you're going to get plenty of fresh air and exercises. And, solitude.
Yeah, Anna, well, I better start that exercise right now. Packing. The Baron will be along to pick me up in a couple hours. Do you know where my fishing boots are, Myra? And my hat with those flies in it?
Well, the boots are in the hall closet, dear, back on the shelf. But I gave that old hat to the garbage man. I didn't think you'd mind.
Oh, of course I don't mind. Just another of my possessions that's gone forever.
Oh, I think you can get that hat back if you want it, dear. I notice the garbage man hasn't been wearing it.
So Luke's fears about Myra's objections to this camping trip prove groundless. 2 hours later, we find him putting the finishing touches on his packing. Wendy has arrived to assist and is lying on the bed smoking while Luke straps his bags.
Yeah, Lukey, I think you got the right idea. Get out in nature's playland, away from civilization's
bomb. Confound it, this bag won't close. Mind giving me a hand here, Wendy? Or rather, just transfer your weight from the bed to this suitcase.
No, always glad to help. Cooperation, that's the password in camp life, eh, Luke? Now, wait, I'll jounce a little.
Okay, I got it. Thanks, Wendy.
Not at all, buddy. You'll find me very handy in the woods, Luke. Got a mind like a compass. Never been known to lose my way.
Well, that might have its disadvantages for the others in your party.
I hope I don't detect an unkind thought in your remark, Luke. After all, tent mates must be pals.
Well, we got a shack, not a tent.
So much the better. The good fellowship of the open campfire. Under the distant stars. There's nothing like it. Why, Luke, I'm such a good sport about camp life, I don't even mind the insects.
Well, I do. And I think you better stay home. How about handing me that sweater, Wendy? I think I can get it in this other suitcase.
Here you are, Luke.
Yeah.
I'm a speedy packer. And if you found you needed a good camper to complete your little party, I could be ready in 10 minutes.
Oh, no, Wendy. I think I can safely say we'd never be that desperately hard up for company.
Oh, Luke, hurry up. The Baron is here.
Hey, Luke, make it snappy. We have got to get going.
All right, Myra. Okay, Baron,
Hold it, Baron. We're in the home stretch.
Well, where do you get that wee stuff? Now, listen, Wendy, this trip is a vacation for me and not you.
Farewell, Luke. Of course, I don't want to push in where I'm not wanted, but I really think you need an experienced camper to show you the rope.
The Baron and I know the ropes. Now, lug that bag down for me, will you?
I see. Good enough to carry your bags for you, but not to go camping. I'll know where we stand the next time you want a favor from me.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
Now, look out for that loose banister, Wendy. Don't bang the bag against it.
Hey, you left the heaviest bag for me to carry, Lukey. What's the idea? Just the goat, that's what I am.
Well, come on. Hurry up, Wendy. I haven't got all night. Oh, hello there, Baron. You all set to go?
Yeah, all ready, Luke. Uh-huh. My stuff is outside. Uh-huh. Here, let me help you with that load. Right. The truck is out in the back.
Thanks. Here. Mind taking this creel?
Oh, no, sure.
And the rods?
Yeah.
Come on, we'll go out the back way.
Yeah, I got them. You just carry the bag on the tackle box.
Yeah.
Myra said we could borrow a couple of pots in a frying pan from the kitchen, so I put them in the truck.
Oh, fine.
Now,
fine,
look out,
fine.
Look out. Don't get caught in the door with that bag.
Say, hey, truck looks fine. Plenty of room inside,
oh, sure.
Isn't there? Oh, wait a minute, Baron. I'll get in, and you hand me the stuff, will you?
All right, Luke. You better pack the food in carefully so it wouldn't get jounced.
Yeah.
Here, put the rods all on one side.
Okay. Yeah. I better put the camp mattress around the boxes and brace them in. You got any rope?
Here's your bag, Lukey.
Oh, yeah.
I took out a couple of sweaters and a pair of shoes. All good campers travel light. Why, when I was in South America...
I wish you were there now. And what's the idea of unpacking my bag, Wendy? I put those things in because I wanted them.
I'm only trying to help, trying to be a pal.
I think I'll get some rope. I think I can find something.
Wendy, I want my sweater.
Now, Lukey, keep calm. Don't lose your
head. You go up and get those things and stop interfering.
Really, Luke, must you shout so? After all, Wendy's just trying to be of assistance.
Well, I don't need assistance.
I think it's dangerous for Lukey to go into the woods without a good woodsman.
Well, you better get those things upstairs and get them quick. Before
really,
I...
Really, there's no need to be so unpleasant, Luke. As long as Wendy is good enough to try...
What do you want me to do, Myra? Kiss him? Take him with us?
That might not be a bad idea at all.
Oh, yes, it might. Hey, Baron. Now, where the dickens he gone to?
Land sakes alive, you folks certainly make more fuss about taking a little trip.
Yes, you'd think they were going to Little America.
Maybe we will. Emmylou, do you mind just stepping aside so I can get in the car? Thanks.
Well, I never... Oh, he acts like he's running away from the police.
Hey, Baron. Baron, come on, hurry. Hurry up. Come on, let's get out of here.
Well, I must say, Luke, you don't have to be so downright rude to
us. Okay, Luke, I got the rope. Now, wait a second until I tie this stuff up in the back so it doesn't fall out the tailpipe.
Yeah, well, we'll make it snappy.
I really think you oughtn't to weigh yourself down to this stuff, Luke.
You just mind your own business, Wendy. Oh, just throw the rope in back, Baron.
Yeah.
We can tie up that stuff later on. I want to get out of here before I'm railroading and taking this deadhead. Give me those shoes, Wendy.
Okay, Luke. All set.
Just
now, let's go.
I'm thinking of your welfare, Luke. Hey? Don't blame me if things go wrong.
Luke, I really think you ought to take Wendy. I'm sure he'd be useful.
Yeah. Not to us. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Look out for the fish. They might bite.
You fellas are missing a lot not have me on board.
Well, we can stand it. So long.
Goodbye, Myra. Let me do.
Now, Luke, don't be unkind. It wouldn't hurt you at all to take Wendy.
Well, you take him, Myra. We don't want him. So long. We're off.
Very well, then. I might do that. Come on in the house, Wendy. Stay for dinner. You can sit at the head of the table in Luke's place.
Sounds as though Myra had something up her sleeve in regard to Wendy. And it's pretty sure to be something Luke won't like. And what's going to happen to the Robinson household while Luke vacations at the barren shack in the woods? Listen to our next program, and until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly from this station, is written by Marjorie Bartlett and Douglas Silver and presented by the National Industrial Council.